我哋跟住落嚟咧，就系、是、以前嘅第三项 metasizing。metasizing 咧系按即系大家刚刚确认咗嗰个会议记录上高所开列，系、哎、Thomas。Thomas 啱入咗嚟啊，陳志貴先生咧亦都係啱啱嚟咗，咁大家我記得歡迎陳志貴先生好嗎？佢係第一次參加我哋嘅。
多謝主席，我今日遲咗，因為同一段時間咧區議會開會啊，我要kick咗個波之後先過嚟呢度，唔好意思。
咁我哋咧跟住咧馬上就有一位委員啊 WK 就要走，咁我就有個手少少嘅改動，原先咧就想。cover 埋呢個 metasizing 即係跟進事項，咁然後咧，我哋就有一個，我剛剛一開始嘅時候提到咧，我哋好唔容易都過咗第一年，咁當然咧成績都仲唔係太顯著，但係咧一年嚟咧，大家都經過咗不少嘅風雨。咁到底都係風雨同路啦，咁一年唔容易。咁我就同阿傑先就講咗下，咁我哋咧就今日咧就為大家咧就準備咗一個好細規模、好低調嘅一個小小慶祝。咁我哋有個一年嘅生日蛋糕俾我哋自己 KC， 咁咪為自己打下氣。咁啊，除咗係呢個之外咧，我哋亦都係藉著呢個小小嘅蛋糕咧，就同阿 Thomas 講，我哋歡送你，我哋咧就祝你 all the best。在未来的工作里面呢是更上一个台阶、All the best Thomas， 那或者我们可以搬个蛋糕出来了、刚刚有有些传媒朋友呢问我一年了，那有些什么感想呢，那我说其实呢工作是最能够凝聚人的。咁我哋一年嚟咧，儘管係有啲風波，有少風雨，咁但係透過大家嘅共同嘅努力咧，咁係建立咗一個都好唔錯嘅一個工作關係。咁透過工作咧，我哋凝聚咗自己嘅力量。當然，即係成績都仲係初步嘅，往前要做嘅嘢仲係好多。咁我哋好希望咧。大家能够珍惜呢一年得嚟唔容易嘅工作，咁喺未来嘅一段岁月里边咧，能够继续为共建维港，为香港市民咧做更多嘅贡献。咁我哋翻嚟我哋今日嗰个会议啦，就其实就系刚刚就系完咗三个小组嘅工作简报。咁啊，翻翻嚟咧就係嗰啲要跟進嘅事項，就跟進嗰個咧就係主要按大家剛剛一開始嘅時候審議通過咗嗰個會議記錄嚟做準。咁啊，第一個咧就係paragraph 1.2 咧，咁嗰度就提到咧，我哋應該要做一個 checklist。On follow up to subject item presented to HEC meeting， 即是说以前来过 HEC 做过 presentation 那些东西，我们都要跟进下它那个status 怎样呢。那这样东西呢就秘书处呢就也都做了努力，就做了一个 updated checklist， 有那些需要日后可能 follow up 的 item，来过 HEC 做个 presentation 的 item， 咁就俾大家一个 update 嘅 checklist。咁嗰个咧喺会议之前咧已经系分发咗俾大家啦。咁呢个第一个要同大家报告翻嘅，第二个咧就 paragraph 2.3 咧，关于启德 forum 嗰度咧系需要跟进嘅，但系呢个咧喺东南九龙嗰、那个。小組委員會的工作簡報呢亦都是 cover 了，剛剛陳偉群博士，那就不再表述了。第三呢就是紅磡 waterfront 的這個改進的工作，這個呢在剛剛 Vincent 那個 Harbor Plan Review Subcommittee 的工作報告亦都提了。那第四呢就是做一個新的 information kit。On her 咁呢個亦都喺啊 KY 嘅報告嗰度 cover 咗啦。咁第跟住落第五個要跟進嘅事項咧，就係、是、有關呢個灣仔二期嘅一啲交通運輸嘅 issue。就我嘅理解咧，就呢個咧會係喺呢個KY 佢哋嗰個小組委員會咧，喺未來即係喺呢個 evaluation stage 嘅，同埋日後嘅工作裏邊咧，會進一步考慮同埋檢討嘅。咁呢、這個亦都喺嗰度會繼續跟進。咁第六個 item 咧就係、是、paragraph 3.3， 就有關嗰、那個。proposed heliport 嗰個直升機場嗰度，咁我嘅理解咧就係、是、tourism commission 咧仲係喺考慮緊嗰啲有關嘅方案，暫時都仲未準備好話翻嚟再同我哋做個 update， 咁但係日後佢係會再翻嚟同我哋做個 update。咁另外咧，第七個要跟進嘅事項就 paragraph 5.2， 就係上次提到咧，我哋準備做一個集思會或者係退休會。咁秘書處就初步咧就準備安排喺八月下旬，八月二十號或者廿七號嘅禮拜六，就喺做一個一日嘅呢個退休會。咁地點咧，初步就今朝咧，佢先咧就去睇過下香港大學嗰個 Robert Black College。咁佢個特點就即係唔算話離開市區太遠，同埋咧就費用係比較相宜，比起去啲酒店或者係啲 resort 就比較相宜好多。咁就知道係具體係二十號，因為廿七咧。就會秘書處咧就繼續同大家 check 一 check 睇下最多人係最方便係邊個日子，或者 Christine 你有冇補充下呢點？第八點要跟進事項咧就係、是、呢、這個 paragraph 5.9 嗰度咧，就邀請區議會主席同埋啲區議會嘅議員咧。參加出席就我哋呢啲 meeting 同埋我哋嗰啲定時嘅 briefing meeting， 同埋我哋啲 subcommittee meeting 咁樣，咁就我哋嘅秘書處咧已經其實係透過民政事務局咧發咗信咧俾區議會作出呢個邀請噶啦。咁第九項跟進嘅事項咧就係、是、就有提過話咧，嗰、那個 overriding public 嘅 need， 即係呢個 OPM 嘅將來點樣去處理咧？係咪成立一個 panel， 亦或點樣去跟進呢樣嘢咧？咁我哋都初步考慮過一下呢個課題，咁就覺得咧就究竟係咪有一個 overriding public need 咧？其實都係。To some extent 咧，係 project 同埋 site specific 嘅，即係唔係話籠統，即係放諸四海皆準，唔係話即係有某一個地方可能有呢個 need， 就並不代表話第二個地方就同樣有呢個 need。咁即係意思咧，即係呢個需要咧，呢、這個需求咧，其實都係一個 project specific， 每一個 project 都可能有啲唔同嘅。咁我哋嘅建議咧就係話咧，不過反正咧，我哋而家有個 Her project， 有個啟德嘅呢個公眾參與嘅 project。咁隨著時間咧，佢哋肯定咧就會發展咧到一個階段嘅時候咧，咁就要可能咧就要揾多啲有關嘅專業人士同埋社區人士嚟參與。咁咧就要評估咧究竟。呢兩個 project 到某一階段成熟嘅階段嘅時候，究竟係咪滿足到呢個 overriding public need 呢個咁嘅需求？咁即係話我哋係實際上有兩個具體嘅 project 咧，係會日後咧係需要去通過呢個咁嘅 OPM test 嘅。咁既然我哋有兩個具體嘅 project， 咁可唔好到嗰個階段嘅時候就好自然咁咧由得佢發展，就睇下我哋點樣去 攞到呢一個咁嘅 test 嘅有關嘅嚇嘅條件咧，咁樣即係而家暫時我哋都唔知道係咪真係用某一種嘅方案咧。咁即係順其自然，到嗰個 project 嘅成熟階段嘅時候咧，由得佢咧就嚟去以呢個 OPN 咧嚟作為一個考驗咁樣嚇。咁呢個咧就係一個初步嘅建議，咁睇睇大家對呢點有啲咩意見咧？Paul, yes.
Chairman, I support your suggestion, but I caution the fact that we are focused on the task that we have been given at the beginning. We may overlook the fact that there are possible issues related to reclamation all around the harbour. I've pointed out the Tourism Commission's request for a pier in that fishing village on Lei Yumun, and that the initial feedback was that the pier should be in the outside of the protected harbour, where that was not the most desirable location, and that was because of the so-called overriding public need and the no reclamation. So there are some serious issues that we have to give ourselves, come to an understanding on whether reclamation for land formation versus reclamation for harbourfront enhancement, such as piling and for sculpting of the waterfront and providing land-water interfaces, that there is a difference. We've got to start forming an opinion on that, or at least expressing some guidance, so that the government is not going to avoid potential needs such as a pier in Lei Yumun at the right location.
OK， 唔知有冇其他嘅意見同睇法咧？呢度
即係嘅考慮啦。咁我唯有一點咧，就係覺得你話佢飲佢自然一路進一個進化啦，或者係喺而家我哋現有嘅手段度諮詢完啦。咁啊，亦都係 put 佢擺佢去一個叫做凌駕性公眾需要嘅一個考驗，或者係一個試評估的方法。咁好啦，咁呢個評估的方法，你俾啲乜嘢嘅背景參考嚟到去作為一個即係背景嘅 in 咩 context？ 咁可能呢個都需要即係有個先期性嘅早啲制定咯。第二點咧就係、是、我哋開咗一年會啦，其實令我好擔心嘅唔係淨係外邊嗰啲即係。商家或者是發展商打個海港的主意，要對這方面的發展有很大的壓力。其實政府內部很多部門很多局呢都要 reserve 一些地啊， reserve 一些海岸帶啊，又 reserve 一些東西。咁到你們諮詢完啦，咁到公眾就話我好希望呢個係想做呢啲乜嘢嘅用途嘅時候，咁呢個凌駕性嘅公眾嘅願景同凌駕性嘅公眾需要願景與需要點樣協調咧？啊嗱，咁政府話乜嘢要泵房嘅，呢度要垃圾起運站嘅，咁又有個即係真係嘅需要，咁係啱嘅，但係願景與需要。嗰兩個點樣協調，我都好想知道，即係點樣去經過呢個考驗。
咁呢啲都係要喺好具體嘅 project 上，然後先可以界定得清楚。咧，我哋就一路落嚟嘅理解咧，就政府咧就話喺維港咧，就中環進行中嘅填海以外咧。就只有兩個地區，一個就是東南九龍啟德那邊，另外一個就是灣仔二期，是有可能再進行一些填海，其他呢就冇啦。咁我哋目前而家有兩個呢個小組委員會呢係做緊好具體嘅工作，係去睇各種嘅方案。咁喺嗰個基礎上，我諗佢哋未來嘅工作呢肯定會 對呢、這個overriding public need 嗰度咧，係一定要進行好深入嘅考慮。咁我哋剛剛嘅建議就係、是、到佢考慮過之後，我哋會唔會累積到一啲經驗，有啲具體嘅個案可以日後有需要嘅時候再作參考咧？咁亦或係我哋而家就係好概括性咁就嚟做咧？因為你始終都係要係睇個具體嘅實例，然後先可以確立到呢一種咁嘅需要嘅，係咪 ？Yes, Nick.
Chairman, my counsel would be to be very, very careful. I don't think this committee wants at this stage to get involved in a general debate about reclamation. I think it's, you know, it would be folly. It would be very, very unwise because it would be largely hypothetical. And what we mustn't be seen to be doing is adopting any stance whatsoever, either pro or anti-reclamation.I don't believe that's our role. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the administration is going to have to reach an accommodation with the anti-reclamation lobby. There's going to have to be a deal done, and that's for the administration. And I think we will be wise to stick to what our role is, and that is to come up with ideas and suggestions for enhancing the waterfront. I would caution very carefully.
Thanks, Nick. Any other view?呢個意思就係我哋都係即係稍微等一等，即係睇定一下究竟我哋呢兩個 project 發展成點。咁當然我哋唔會話兩個小組委員會就去確定呢樣嘅 test， 但你到工作嘅後期，你毫無疑問你可能要考慮呢啲，即係你最後得出嚟嘅方案究竟係咪會？會即係同呢個概念都大家都要大家互相配合嘅，係咪？K Y，
我只係終審庭嘅判詞咧就好清晰嘅，寫咗喺度啦，大家都睇到嘅。但係當然咧，以文字寫啲嘢出嚟，而係要係放諸於四海，加上唔同嘅情況都可以即係攞嚟到時再睇嘅話咧，咁當然一定到時會有唔同嘅線色。咁我自己即係在可能我哋會係牽涉嗰啲嘢係可能係即係而家只係可能嘅嚇，呢個當然好假設性嘅，即係會要有咁嘅填海嘅要求嘅時候咧，咁我覺得香港社會整體嚟講係欠缺咗一個程序去理解嗰、那個即係有當你有個實例嘅時候咧，那個實例。又話一個確實嘅要求，有人話要填海啦。咁我覺得香港社會咧，係唔係將下將呢樣嘢拎去法庭咧？當然我哋唔希望。咁如果唔係拎去法庭嘅話咧，咁事前有啲乜嘢係做咗之後咧，可以令到呢件事通過機會大啲咁多？我覺得只係即係喺法庭俾人挑戰嘅機會細啲咁多。咁嗰個嚟講咧，我覺得香港社會係需要一個程序，一個 process。咁我同意阿 Nick 嘅講法就係、是、未有咁嘅需要嘅時候咧，如果而家攞出嚟講咧。就是基本上是相當之不智的，你只會即係即係引致更多的猜測和批評。就但係咧，我亦都即係睇落去咧，似乎遲早都會有啲咁嘅嘢嚟，有啲咁嘅情況需要嚟。咁我會建議就係嚟，當我哋見到嚟，譬如假設係可能陳偉強博士同埋佢嘅小組可能會幸運少少，因為佢哋可以有一個從零填海嘅起點咧。啟德嚟講，灣仔可能會係即係限制多啲咁多。如果譬如假設要呢條路真係要填海，到時個公眾嘅意願都話係咁噶啦。咁我哋的確係需要考慮。咁我諗我哋係做好心理準備，到時係點樣嘗試用一個過程去令到我哋呢件事到時譬如做一個分區規劃大綱草圖出嚟咧，能夠喺法庭俾人挑戰嘅機會比較少啲。咁呢個過程，我覺得咧都係要摸著石頭過河，都係要嘗試。第一次做完之後，當然我哋唔希望有太多次需要做呢樣嘢啦，因為我哋唔希望太多填海啦。可能咧係唔完美咧，可能如果真係有第二次嘅時候，要有咁嘅需要嘅時候，你可能亦都要再改進。咁儘管我自己嘅睇法就係儘管。是我們不希望太多， 個現實咧可能會有，唔係因為我哋建議有，唔係話因為我哋而家碰到嘅有，譬如好具一個好具體嘅例子，立法會的確通過咗個動議，灣仔起嘅直升機場。如果照那個動議咁做法嘅咧，好有可能係需要填海嘅嚇。咁、所以咧，可能甚至唔係我哋自己推出嚟嘅項目，而係可能係有其他嘅項目嚟講咧，到時我哋都可能要討論呢個問題。我覺得只係暫時嚟講，只係心理上有個準備，有嘅時候我哋要點處理？多謝主。
多謝幾位，仲有冇其他嘅睇法咧？咁啊 ，Abrita， thank you。
多謝主席。我想有一點即係好清楚咁去即係説明咧，呢、這個去符合香港嘅法例嘅工作，我哋而家係有個保護海港條例嘅。而咧呢、這個凌駕性嘅公眾需要呢一個咁嘅設定嘅考驗咧，最終無論係我哋做任何嘅填海嘅工程嘅話咧，都係由我哋即係政府嘅公職人員。即係去做呢個工作，我哋一定要符合呢一個法例嘅要求嘅。咁所以如果當然共建維港會係有一啲嘅意見可以俾我哋喺嗰個即係制定同埋檢討即係發展嘅下一步嘅時候咧，俾到我哋寶貴嘅資料參考嘅價值，我哋當然係非常歡迎。其實而家咧我哋係一齊去做緊嘅，即係喺灣仔同埋喺啟德。其實這個檢討都是我們跟共建維港委員會委員一起攜手去做、就希望可以在做的過程後充分考慮到法例對給我們的要求以及終審庭所定的、就是、各項的原則，做了出來的建議呢，我們希望是可以呢是有一個很強的法律的基礎，而不會即係令到我哋去觸犯咗條例啊，甚至無咧，即真係如果咁不幸係有即係法律嘅挑戰嘅時候咧，我哋都有好清楚嘅理據可以提到出嚟
啊。Hey, Rita. Oh, yes.
So the rules and regulations, or the legal issues related to reclamation, of course, extremely crude. We don't have a fine, we can't plan the harbour front in course, and the judges can't plan for us the harbour front. The no reclamation has been set, but the key issue with no reclamation is, I think the issue that I may just refer to, is that it's the demands for harbour front land that we have to take into account. If we continuously increase the demand for harbour front land going forward, we will continue to have we're creating an overriding public need in the future for roads and other facilities around the harbourfront, unless we now take action and policy initiatives to make sure that the demand for harbourfront land is curbed. The second thing is what May said, is how you make the decisions between all the various things you want to do in your harbour currently in action. There is outlined zoning plan for pretty much the entire harbourfront. Much of the land has been designated for some usage. Are we just going to have that continue and being built up as it is currently planned, or should we rethink that? It's our final harbour front. So those are the key issues, and we have to take that into account because we have now a clear mandate that says no reclamation. So those are kind of the things that the overriding public needs is, you know, if we take the very narrow view of a test. And we'll, when we go there, when we have an issue in Kai Tak or Wan Chai, good, they will help us to get through and pass those decision making. But I think we've got to start having an opinion from this committee here on where, you know, what is the consequence of this no reclamation, and how are we going to go forward? What is our attitude towards sculpting the final harbour front? If it's an absolute no reclamation attitude towards sculpting the final harbour front, then we're going to be stuck with what we have. If we're going to be slightly open-minded to the need to even to start thinking and briefing consultants on the need for sculpting the harbour front and that being our final harbour front, that's a different attitude. And I think we'll have to come to some form of attitude, because consultants going on the road, designers going to go on the road, and they need some instruction, some guidance on whether it's absolutely no or possibly, or, you know, are we going to fix it up? And that kind of attitude needs to be expressed by this committee. So an absolute no reclamation, I think, is a dangerous one.
I don't think we are saying there's absolutely no reclamation. You know, the very fact that we are looking at Wenzhou Stage 2 and also Southeast Kowloon, you know, the possible scenario is the reclamation, but, you know, the committee is being responsible in looking at these possible options very carefully and make sure that whatever option you eventually put forward is justified in terms of public needs. I don't know whether Hardy wants to make any comment because you have or your society have played such an important role in the legislation, you know, in this regard. You want to say anything, Hardy?
我想嘗試在這裡趁這個機會跟大家講講這件事。 保護海港協會不是完全反對所有零填海，一定要零填海的方案，也沒有這個意思。我相信保護海港那個條例不是說不准填海，只是要在填海的話要有保障這方面。我相信如果所有的項目是遵守這個保護海港條例的話呢， 以及終審庭的判例的話，我相信我們是不會有任何挑戰的，也不需要為了這件事來作出特別的討論在這裡。而今天剛才May所提出的，我相信太過，我覺得比較可能是籠統了，或者是 有少少是speculate的成分，是因為你只是講一個泵房或者是一樣某一個東西是一個可能很具體的東西。很簡單就是說答回的東西就是說你所提出來的東西能不能夠符合現在保護海港條例 Protection of Harbor Ordinance 或者是終審法庭的判詞。如果是能夠的話，那你覺得 如果是應該要有填海的話，那你應該填，不可以否定這件事。當然涉及到的又另外一件事，就是說是我們共建維港委員會，也想去做這個 enhancement 的 harbor， 你只有兩塊垃圾池或者只有泵房在這裡，對這件事是完全於事無補的。我相信 亦都不會有一個很好的access 去到海旁。我相信加上這幾樣東西一起考慮，我相信可能的答案是又可能會另外一個新的答案出來。我覺得在這個今天這個討論上面上來，就不應該可能是去再涉及到這麼具體或者是完全未有可能發生的事。多謝Hardy。綜合
大多數發言的委員的意見，或者我們這件事就暫時就放緩一下，等我們這兩個 project， sorry， 我講埋這兩句等你，就這兩個 project 成熟到一個階段，我們要認真即係睇我們要準備向市民大眾向 Timeframe Board 推薦一些方案的時候，先再詳細而喺 具體個案的需要的情之下，再進一步考慮。目前我們亦都無法知道有啲咩其他嘅 project
可以真係做一啲認真或者具體嘅工作。阿咪，阿咪聽。多謝主席，我意思插咗嚟講。其實咧，即係我想講翻咧，就係如果我哋從翻規劃嘅角度嚟，即係講咧，即係好多理論講話點樣去揾嗰個公眾嘅利益啊，或者公眾嘅需要咧，咁就三個途徑啦。一個咧就係即係阿爺話咗咧，就係咁噶啦，即係揾一個人好有權威嘅，咁佢就話咗話事。 咁一係咧就一人一票，即係投票，咁啊即係多數人話咁就係啦，咁但係 第一個梗係唔好啦，因為我哋都試過啦，咁終於唔係幾好啦。咁第二個咧，就如果人一票咧，就變咗可能今次係一個凌駕性公眾需要，下次就唔係噶啦，咁都唔係咁好嘅。咁有一個咧，第三個方法咧，就係、是、比較理想啲咧，就係大家去傾，即係尋求一個咧，就即係好似大家細個學過紙扎咁咧，好多唔同嘅紙扎，不過中間咧都有一個即係大家 intersect 嘅地方，咁嗰、那個即係我哋。我哋嗰啲 jargon 咧就叫 common interest， 即係大家咧即係傾出嚟嘅，係大家 agree 嘅。咁我覺得其實而家我見到東南九龍啦，那個碼頭啦，同埋咧灣仔咧，其實都係朝住呢一個比較理想嘅模式係即係走向嘅。咁係希望即係砌一個平台出嚟，就睇下大家揾唔揾到一個嗰一點，大家都係即係有共通嘅嗰一點，一個共通嘅利益嗰一點或者共通嘅需要。咁即係所以我係。好贊成頭先即係主席講話，我哋睇下做出嚟睇下點樣，即係大家係可唔可以即係有一啲發現或者有啲學習過程裡面睇到呢個咁理想嘅即係諗法係可唔可以實行嘅咧？如果唔可以，其實係咪都會係好過另外嗰兩種方法咧？咁
OK， 咁 OK， 我哋係。
多謝主席，我都想好快咁樣有少少意見咧。就我哋經常講到咧，我哋同啲市民溝通嘅時候咧，去提醒佢嗰、那個對於嗰個我哋嘅海港嗰個關注咧，都成日都同佢講，我哋維多利亞港咧係我哋香港人一個好寶貴嘅資源。但係我哋一做嘢嘅時候咧，我哋都係當咗佢係一個好似一個 utility yard 咁樣。但係我哋冇好落實咁樣，我哋集中力量，我哋係。我哋通常講就個 resource management， 即係如果我哋大家都認為嗰個係一個好寶貴資源嘅時候，我哋係咪集中去點樣去利用呢派資源呢？亦多過話我哋係去點樣去方便一啲 utilities 喺嗰個地方嚟使用咧？咁樣，即係我哋好多時咧，就經過一年嗰個討論咧，好大部分時間都係去咗嗰方面，就多過我哋真係話呢一塊係香港人好寶貴嘅資源啦。我哋去點樣去好好利用佢？因為好反而咧呢方面嘅討論咧係少咗咯。但我有呢個 observation 喺度，多謝主席。
加油生 ，Vincent， 你有冇咩補充關於講呢只點？
冇
啊。OK， 好啦，咁就我哋呢、這個 metabolizing 咧，基本上都。差不多了。那跟着呢进入议程的第四项呢，就是我们有一个 paper， 就是 sorry
on the matters arising if I may we had earlier on the temporary land use which is the related to matters arising 5.6
what I suggest is、you mentioned you recall I mentioned that we are going by whatever action items or matter arising from the minutes that we have
right.
last time. And that, this is a bit of a follow-up on a previous discussion rather than a matter arising. Could we put this under maybe AOB because it's really not part in...
Well, I mean, that would bring me to the point of how we define actions on our minutes, Chairman. I mean, we discussed this matter last time. It was put forward, it was seconded, and I don't see necessarily an action item against it on these minutes, which brings me to the point of how actions are going to be defined. But I'm happy to take your lead, Chairman. You're in charge, and we can put it under AOB. But may I then raise two other issues regarding the matters of arising. One is the issue on the 2.10 of transport. Transport is using a great amount of the land around our harbour. And we've had a discussion previously with another major land user around the harbour, which is LCSD. And it was very good to have a discussion directly between the ATC, and that was in that case the ATC subcom, and the LCSD. It was a very meaningful discussion. I would propose that a similar thing could happen between ATC and the transport, and look at the overall transport issues and how the land use by transport could be managed in such a way that it enhances the harbourfront in general. because I think there's quite a number of general issues, pedestrian access, zebra crossing issues. We can go on there's a wide variety of general issues, and I think it could be dealt with on an ATC transport basis with a meeting in a similar way that we had it with the LCSD, which is a proposal like to make it as a matter of arising there. And I have another issue, which is the progress report, the checklist on follow-up. I noticed that it's been added on as being an item for just at our information. I noticed that the subcoms and are making all three, the chairman's making all three a presentation on the progress within their subcoms. I would propose, and which repeats the proposal that I made last time, is that the administration reports on their progress in harbourfront enhancement. And so we've been given a checklist, but I think it would be appropriate for the administration to present their progress that is being made. And I'm asking that for two reasons. One, there is the responsibility issue, which is always a case about who's in charge. And I think the administration will have to make up their mind that somebody should take a lead in following up. And the other thing is what are the items on this progress list? I went through this progress list, and West Kowloon Promenade is not on here. It's on it's at the subcom. But the subcom is not responsible for making the West Kowloon Promenade. It's only responsible for advising and some ideas. The same thing for the Hung On waterfront, or for another quick win project which was listed on earlier on, which is Sheung Wan, which is also not on this list. I don't see the hoardings on this list, or the OPN test, or the harbour plan that was developed by planning department a long time ago, or the temporary land uses that we've asked for last time, or the OZP review for Central. So there are many issues that have come up in these meetings that are not on this progress list. So that's my issue, that we have this as a matter of arising that's been given for information, but I don't think it's complete, and I don't think the format is appropriate. And if we want to go forward, the administration will have to demonstrate that it's taken responsibility and is actively enhancing the harbourfront, and that it's not the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, because we are only advising the Secretary of Housing, Planning and Lands on what we think should be done, but we're not doing it. So I think the execution arm should actually make presentations to this committee as well as the consultation groups. Thank you.
Any views on these two issues raised by policymen?
Chairman, I think certainly the first one is a good idea. I think it would be good to have a dialogue with transport, so I'd be supportive of that. Whether we do it at this level or committee level, I'm relatively relaxed, but certainly a dialogue would be useful. On government reporting, I think it would be useful from time to time to have an update. Whether it happens every HEC, I'm not so sure, but I mean maybe every 6 months we have an update from the administration.
In terms of a progress report,
yeah.
A PowerPoint presentation or something like that.
However, the administration feels easy, but I don't think we need every meeting. I think maybe once every 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Hadi, please.
本人同意正话 Mr. Paul Zimmerman 两项嘅建议，我都同意嘅。我觉得增加沟通同运输处或者同路政处有呢个沟通咧，系十分值得。因为真系好多而家有关嘅事项咧，都系涉及道路嘅建设。第二项咧，我亦都系同意嘅。Mr. Paul Zimmerman 正有讲过 action list 嗰样嘢，其实我相信我谂简单嘅作出一个报告，喺每一次开会都有作出一个报告咧，我相信系会好值得嘅。我相信而家六个月，我相信其实系好耐噶啦，因为我哋两个月先开一次会。
未实际。
啊，系啊，
多謝主席。我想回應翻第一項嗰個提議，即係喺嗰個加強溝通方面咧，其實就運輸署咧就即係好樂意即係提供即係任何資料俾呢個即係委員會。咁其實大家都記得就我喺第二次嗰個會議嗰度咧，其實都上嚟即係講過嗰個招人温車要道嗰啲嘅，即係點解要呢個咁嘅工程嘅計劃咧咁。咁就其實喺呢啲 subcommittee 嗰度咧，即係我哋都有成員喺度參與。咁我哋喺subcommittee 嗰度咧，其實都不斷咁樣即係提供啲信息啊、資料啊，俾即係三個 subcom 啊。咁即係如果有成員係覺得即係我哋啲資料係唔夠嘅咧，咁我好樂意即係再加強嗰個溝通。咁但係我提議咧，就我哋喺 subcom 嗰個 level 咧，就繼續喺度即係做多啲功夫。因為即係如果就張文斌要到嗰個，其實嗰個建議就已經喺度都提過啦，喺呢個委員會度都傾過噶啦。咁如果即係再講得詳細少少咧，我覺得咧就喺嗰個 subcom level 嗰度去做咧，就比較合適一啲嘅。多謝主席。
Any other view？或者我又睇睇兩位而家WK 仲。啱啱行開咗啦，咁兩位subcom 嘅 chairman 覺得，即係目前你個小組運作過程中有關 transport 嘅 issue 嘅 input 係咪仲係算合理咧？係咪不足夠？係咪需要再喺大會度再討論嚟補充，或者係點樣形式嚟補充咧？
主席，我自己首先第一件事就是將頭先Paul 就同即係 LCSD 嗰個會議個會面咧，個朝早我都喺度。咁比較咧，咁我諗又唔係完全一樣，因為呢個 LCSD 咧就係冇成員喺我哋嘅大會同埋喺我哋嘅小組委員會度嘅。咁所以嗰次係需要大家坐低傾傾。即係有啲咩大家關注嘅課題傾傾，咁喺先劉家琪處長都講過，就係、是、的確係喺大會同埋我哋嘅小組委員會咧，運輸署都有代表。咁我諗係，但係咧就如果我講翻灣仔發展第二期檢討小組嚟講咧，我哋過去一段時間咧就的確係好專注咧。就是那個優化灣仔和灣及鄰近地區海傍研究這個事情呢，我們的時間專注就放在這裡。而在這個事情裡面呢，某個程度上呢，關於交通問題的當然呢，我們是希望這個是一個構想階段，我們希望呢是問市民拿意見。我們自己就反而呢就很少去談，即我們肯定不是應該在我們談過，應該是譬如很簡單，我們是不是需要有一條中環灣仔繞道，我自己覺得就不應該是我們自己定一個看法。Right？ 但是的確呢，就是即使很多時候在過去星期一晚的公眾論壇呢，關於交通問題的討論呢，都很多時候集中在中環灣仔繞道。某程度上呢，我都知道阿波就其實很想呢將那個討論呢就拉闊一點，多是講譬如灣仔區的其他交通問題。咁我覺得咧可以咧，係喺小組委員會咧，我哋可以安排另外一啲時間係去討論呢啲嘢。覺得關注喺邊度，咁然之後咧就運輸署喺呢個交通運輸規劃同埋管理方面個詳細安排點樣？我覺得可以喺小組委員會裏邊討論。如果譬如喺灣仔銅鑼灣咧，但係嚟講，我相信倒轉嚟講，如果東南九龍嚟講咧，雖然WK 喺度，我都相信可以做啲安排。除非我哋係有啲嘢係小組係處理唔到嘅，係一啲譬如區域性嘅嘢咁嘅話，或者地區即係全港性嘅嘢，咁嗰啲咧，我覺得就值得喺大會討論。如果唔係嘅話咧，咁我諗唔需要花大會嘅時間去討論呢樣嘢。
Vincent， 你有冇補充？
我就唔記得咗我嗰個 subcommittee 有冇 transport 嘅人，有嘅係嘛？嚇，咁咧就都我覺得。如果真的有人覺得有需要要講整體交通對於 Harbour Plan， 即是海旁兩岸的交通 的檢討或者研究，甚至是想運輸署有個介紹， 如果你不是讲緊啟德那區或者讲緊灣仔那區而是龍統那區，那就當然是我的 subcommittee 啦。那如果有人需要的，那就可以提出提出，我相信我們可以邀請有關部門去做一個介紹。我相信就即我覺得什麼叫有效的會議呢，就是即如果有事就提出咯，提出了就立刻在找哪個 subcommittee 做，那就立刻搞咯。啊，我不想阻太得太多時間。
Okay. 那綜合剛才的討論呢，即其實在 subcommittee 裡面呢，他們也都是會按他的工作需要呢去就有關交通運輸問題，即譬如他忙開搖大樣問他今次 subcommittee 他會未必說，但是到某一個階段他需要譬如市民提出了或者是他做一些方案的研究的時候，是需要做這些交通運輸的比較深入的探討，那肯定就會有一些專題的會議，那也都KK 他那邊也都應該是會配合的，那來做，那我也都可以我們可以考慮剛剛 Nicholas Brook 那個意見，就是過一個階段，譬如半年或者是幾耐到，譬如運輸署是有些特別的新的資料或者進展，那都可以來大會度做一個比較宏觀的 update 和介紹，但是這個就按就是具體的需要來做，是不是那好不好呢？
是
的。另外一点呢，Paul Simon提到的呢，就是说有关那个 checklist 那里呢，他就说我们是现在目前这个呢，就是 HEC 这个工作的进度的一个 checklist， 主要是 subcommittee 的工作进度的 checklist， 就没有特别 highlight 到政府有关部门在这方面的跟进工作。咁Sean 就覺得咧，佢都應該係已經係 include 咗政府有關部門就呢啲 checklist item 所配合同埋跟進嘅工作嘅。
聽我講，我可以講講嚇。
主席，或者我有個提議咧，就係話，即係頭先我聽到個 call 就話嗰個 checklist 有好多嘢都冇包，就話關於譬如西九龍嗰個臨時嘅 upgrading work 啊或者 central ferry pier 嗰啲，咁我希望有個做法就係話，其實因為有好多嘅 work 咧都喺個 harbour plan review subcommittee 嗰度嘅，咁我就會提議就由下個會開始，就即係 harbour plan subcommittee 會用同一個 format 咧，係做翻同一個嘅。checklist， 咁就夾埋一齊，咁就變咗，我都希望可以減省啲大家個 workload， 唔使啲嘢冚唪唥 duplicate。咁我希望就係由 subcommittee 做翻，用翻個 similar format 做翻個 checklist。咁如果每一個 subcommittee 都係咁做，而個 main committee 亦都係咁做嘅時候，咁我哋每一次咪有個咁嘅 update 咯，好唔好啊？好啦。
May I support Vincent's suggestion, but with one point, that is the responsibility, that there is one party on the government side, the administration side that takes care of it. We have different secretariats from different departments within government, but I think the best way is that one party on the government side takes responsibility for making that progress report, so that we have a uniform, comprehensive overview, we don't have finger pointing or issues about responsibility, that we have to find out whose responsibility is what. I think that will just make its life just easy.
So long as you get a comprehensive reporting on the progress made. So long as you get a comprehensive report on all these various items and all the, whether it comes from Mr. Ma's department or somebody else's department, as long as it contributes the coordinated effort, it probably doesn't really matter. Okay. 咁我哋都係 move on 啦，因為我懷疑咧就限即係聽講。
一個好快嘅就係我哋呢個 list 嗰度咧有個 action party， 咁但係我哋 as member 我哋會收到嘅，咁但係對方 for example 喺呢度有一個叫 development of a cruise terminal， 咁 action party tourism commission， 咁佢會唔會都收到呢一份
checklist 咧，咁咁佢可以作定期嘅汇报翻翻嚟呢个 committee 咧。
答案系会，多谢嘅。刚刚我哋都有提到，即系呢个，如果冇其他嘅意见，我哋 move on 到 item four。